Get it going. Yeah. Get it going.
Ain't nothing but against the party. Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright?
This is Steve and Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, Public Enemy number one, Nikki G is in the building.
Yo, yo. What up, dude, cuz?
What's up? What's up, son?
Pardon me.
I think I need a lozenge.
Goodness.
Like Dave.
Like Dave, my lord. About choked.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to be back. Took a little break.
Took a little break, celebrate.
Time off. Yeah, yeah, celebrate.
It's not every day that your sponsor, wins the
co-host and friend.
Wins the president election.
We might as well just bring him in right now. Back
our
off.
Good friend, yours and mine.
Fresh off the big win.
Donald Trump.
How you doing?
President Trump.
Yeah, the
President Trump.
Yeah.
President Trump. President Trump.
Yeah,
President Trump.
Yeah, the biggest,
President Trump.
The biggest sponsor we've got, you know.
President Trump.
Been with us, really, since day one.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
What else can you say?
What else can you say?
President Trump.
Pretty much says it all right there.
Yeah, that sums it all up, really.
Yeah. I mean.
I mean, it's, you know, since literally, what, we've been doing this for 2 years almost.
Yeah, about two football seasons, yeah. A year and a half. I mean, since basically the beginning of the campaign. So
yeah, so.
It's nice to see that finish up and Donald be able to devote more time to us now, hopefully.
Yeah, he won't be so busy on the road last couple months. He can hang out with us a little more. That'll be nice.
And it only makes common sense.
Yeah, and that's what Don wants too, you know. He loves you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just about as much
we
as
really
you.
Do just have to get going.
Get it going, even one may say.
I can't handle it. All right. Okay, what do we got, Coach?
Should we talk football?
Yeah, let's talk football.
What do you want to...
Let's say we got a couple matchups for Thursday and a Friday night game.
Yep.
Might as well hit that.
We'd probably do that last. Maybe we'd talk about waivers and injuries, targets.
Injuries and waivers first.
Yeah, if you had any injuries, you know, people to pick up maybe. And just started out, A.J. Green looks like torn hamstring, probably going to be out for the rest of the fantasy season for sure.
At least 4 weeks is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's done. Giovanni Bernard, torn his ACL.
Yeah, he's out.
So, I mean, he probably wasn't like your... a main starter, but
he might have been your
got flex
two or
consideration.
Your flex.
Yeah, so.
Definitely had some flex consideration. I think that definitely elevates Hill all day.
Yeah, I think it elevates Eifert too because
I think
he was more
he's
of a,
borderline injured, isn't he?
Eifert's always borderline injured. He's playing though.
Fair enough.
CJ Procise is done. Broken collarbone,
I believe.
So yeah, hopefully you picked up Rawls. Let's see.
McCoy. And at this point, I really think that you have to have Gillislee. I don't think it's necessarily handcuffs, but I think Gillislee is good enough on his own for a flex. Even when McCoy does play.
Ooh, that's tough. But definitely if McCoy happens to miss. And yeah, I mean, maybe this week, Gillislee might be good for a flex even if McCoy plays because... maybe his usage will be down. I don't know about every week. But yeah, I mean, boy, he's a great play if McCoy's out. So you got to watch that. Ryan Matthews, sprain MCL. Also, Darren Sproles with a rib injury.
So, what is that? Who's that leave at the bottom of the depth chart?
One of our the GFF podcast favorites, Wendell Smallwood.
Wendell.
How about that name?
Give it up for Wendell.
We don't know what's happening.
I think they got another one behind even Wendell.
Kenyon Barner.
I need I think Mickey G's got it. Don't worry, we've got you.
Got it. I think Smallwood is the guy I would target, but who really knows? Yeah, that could be a good waiver wire target. Also, let's see. I think TJ Yeldon went down and might miss. So, I mean, you know our stance on Ivory here and the whole Jaguars backfield is crap.
God,
but,
you know, and I guess if you were ever going to play Ivory,
yeah,
this would be the time that I still said don't play him.
I mean, there's a possibility you lost two starting running backs this week, you know, if you had Matthews and Procise. So
right.
That could put you definitely in that camp where you might have to look towards Ivory. But, yeah, I don't like it too much either. Zach Miller, tight end, Bears, injured. Also, Cutler, torn labrum, done for the season. So I think that means Matt Barkley, the former
Barkley.
USC.
Any chance you're picking up Barkley and playing him?
Who are they playing? It escapes me this at the moment. But I don't think so. Are they playing Tennessee? No, I don't think I can play Barkley unless I'm really
desperate. That's right. They are playing Tennessee. Are you playing Barley?
Nice pull, Nikki G. No, I'm not playing Barkley unless I'm desperate.
Well, you are kind of desperate, though.
God, that's for sure. Still got a chance.
Telling me there's a chance.
Cody Kessler down for
God,
the season.
What is
time to bring Pryor
on
in at quarterback. Just
oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do you think about A.J. Green? He's not going to come back, you don't think?
I don't think in time to make it fantasy relevant.
Okay,
I don't think you drop him if you're going to like make the playoffs. I don't think like unless you really have to. I'm sure I could find somebody else I'd rather drop.
Right.
But oh man, a torn hammy, if it's really torn off
God,
like
isn't,
off
don't you
the
think that's
joint
only like 4 weeks.
If it depends on how bad the tear is. If it's torn off the joint and off the bone, he's not going to be able to run like AJ Green runs, and he's not going to be A.J. Green,
yeah,
you're not going to
expect... Yeah, even if he does come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I agree with that, then.
Yeah, I don't think I'd drop him, but I wouldn't be like, oh, he's only going to miss a few weeks, and then I'm going to have 20 points in my lineup. Like,
yeah, I guess I agree with that.
In my mind, he's done, you know, for
yeah.
all...
Yeah, you're, I mean, he probably just is done. Anyway.
Yeah. Andrew Luck in the concussion protocol, and they play Thursday, so that's... If you have Luck... You gotta
somebody else
pick up a quarterback tonight because you gotta be on that early and take him out of your lineup.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because there's with the NFL injury concussion protocol, what I understand is there's no way you make it a week. No way you make it to the next game.
No, and you certainly don't make it to the Thursday game.
Yeah, no. And even in the interviews I saw with Luck, he looked good, and you know that's awesome, but. It isn't going to happen.
If you had a concussion, they're going to hold
luck,
you out. They're going
to
keep
you
in
if
the
you
protocol.
You got luck, you
whenever.
Need to find somebody.
Yeah, find another quarterback. So I think we'll just mention Theo Riddick was limited in practice Monday, and we'll use that as a segue into more waiver wire targets and
sure,
pickups.
Yeah, definitely.
So behind Theo Riddick, I believe, is Dwayne Washington. I'm not excited about it, but just the info. Yeah. Luck, if... How about if you're looking for a quarterback?
I like
on the
Kaepernick.
Waivers? I like Kaepernick too.
I like Kaepernick. He's averaging almost 19 points. He's doing better than like
his running
threat. Bradford and
gives
I mean,
him a high ceiling and a high floor.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Even
so,
if he doesn't throw for a lot,
he's still going to run
runs
for at least
50 or 60. There's
65 yards.
Points,
is what he's about averaging.
Boom!
So.
You know that makes up for 100 some yards of passing
exactly.
that he doesn't throw. Let's see. Robert Griffin might start for practice. I see that I don't really like it either, but if he plays, he sometimes has that same upside if you're desperate.
Yeah, I don't
just
like
thought
it.
I'd mention it. Tevin Coleman.
Tevin's back.
Returned to practice Monday.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he stayed rostered in a lot of leagues, but something to be mentioned anyway. I don't know if we mentioned Robert Woods had a knee sprain.
We didn't, and
yeah,
that's huge because he's got no one to pass to besides Clay and Percy
target.
Harvin.
Yeah, Percy Harvin.
So
back.
Percy Harvin might actually be somebody to target.
But I think that also can lead into I saw Sammy Watkins may be able to return this week. So possible sneaky pickup there.
The old sneaky pick.
Yeah, especially, like we said, with Woods out.
Let's say this is one you said earlier. I wanted to mention this one. Is I like it, actually. Rashard Matthews?
Rashard Matthews, Tennessee wide receiver, quietly has been a stud over the last five or six weeks.
Only 35.
I can't believe that. I picked him up in my league where he is available for sure.
Yeah. And here's another one, too. Gronk, I believe, is going to be out, so Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, I think he's fairly owned, but it's good to mention again, I suppose. Although Bennett did dick last week in Gronk's absence. He had 1 point, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's still owned at 72%, so if you had Gronk.
If you had Gronk, man, you can't be excited about it now, though. But that's just what the Patriots will do to you once they lull you to sleep thinking, okay, now their tight end's not going to be a threat. Marty's going to come out next week with two touchdowns, you know.
Here's one I'll field to you.
Let's hear it.
Steve Smith Sr.
All right, go 60, ahead.
61%.
He's only owned in that many.
Yeah,
holy shit.
I thought he had a great game. He had 15.
He is
Dallas.
The Ravens' best offensive player, for sure.
So he had two games with nothing.
He missed two games though.
Okay, yeah.
He was injured, and that one six. Before that he went out in the first quarter, and he was starting to have a good game.
So it's a bye week.
I'm a Steve Smith owner.
Bye week: Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Dallas.
Been my homie since the Panthers.
6-12-15. Now he's got Cincy, Miami.
I think he's.
He's only projected at 7.
Yeah, they always give him a shitty projection, but he finds the end zone and he's Flacco's favorite target, and he makes stuff happen. I think he's a. He's a pretty good play.
Here's one. I think you said this earlier. How about C.J. Fedorowicz? I mean,
Brock Osweiler's favorite target. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you were a Miller owner, I think that's a good pickup.
Looks like he only benefits if he hits pay dirt, though.
He's getting a good share of targets. He is a bit touchdown dependent, but he got you like, you know, 80 yards and 8 last week.
Right.
So you hope that maybe that upswing continues.
Now, how about this one? AP. Is it time to get AP back in some of
They say lineup? He might return in December. You know, if you're making a playoff push or expect to be in the playoffs, and depending on your format, or, you know, I think that's a good pickup. Yeah, the Vikings obviously haven't found a good replacement, right?
How about this one? CJ Protos, or whatever his name is.
CJ Procise.
Yeah.
CJ Prolapse.
Prolapse.
Everybody, that's right.
He went from 30 to 70, and now he's like the most dropped player.
Well, yeah, he's out for the season. Yeah, I picked him up in both leagues. Got a good start out of him at least. One good run.
14, 13, now he's done.
Wah, wah. Yeah, that's rough. He looked like an exciting player. So hopefully you handcuffed Rawls. That also leads to the point
somebody needs to be
we were talking about. Is that how important handcuffs have become?
Exactly. At this point in the season,
especially
this late
on teams that have like that one, you know, that one solid running back that isn't running back by committee, you got to get that handcuff, whoever it may be. You know, Alfred Morris, even behind Ezekiel Elliott or Gillis Lee, like we mentioned.
It's important to, and some of those guys are legit flexers because. You know, someone like Alfred Morris randomly is going to get you a touchdown.
If Elliott goes out and Alfred Morris steps into the, you know, Dallas starting role, he's a good play.
And that's another thing, that Dallas line is...
So that's sort of what you also look at, too, you know, like... I don't necessarily want Gurley's handcuff because the Rams are already shitty blocking for the run or whatnot.
And while we're... I think that's a good segue into the Redskins Dallas matchup.
Yep, let's do it. I think I think that's about all the good waiver targets I had.
Dallas by 7.
I wish I had an over under on that right now because I expect that to be a
shootout, right?
A shootout, a lot of offense, and Vegas probably doesn't even have a very decent line on that yet. But maybe they do. I'm not much of a gambler. But yeah, I would expect a lot of offense. And man, the Redskins are looking good. Divisional matchup.
How about that fucking Redskins game, man? The best spot start ever. 10 minutes before the game.
Get it going, player of the week, Rob Kelly.
Player of the week, Rob Kelly.
The GFF Brain Trust got together and
really nailed it for me. Right? I was gonna lose, and it was like down to the wire. And old Nicky G's like, "Don't worry, here comes a big run and then a touchdown." And I was like, holy shit.
I don't know where that Rob Kelly came from, boy, he helped out the GFF squad in multiple leagues.
It was a monster.
And how about Jamison Crowder also? He might even be available in some leagues. And also to mention, Pierre Garçon had a bunch of targets.
In a ton of leagues.
And his targets have been good over the last three games.
You gotta like the odds.
Yeah, yeah.
Either one of those guys, because Kirk Cousins is, he knows you like that.
You like it.
He makes you like it. So I don't know what else there is to say. I guess point spread, what are we looking for? Over under? I guess 43. Everybody's saying 43 on the over under.
Oh, that's horseshit. I would bet the over on that one.
Yeah, I think I probably would too. They're easily both going to, they both go 21.
The Redskins just put up 42
against Green Bay.
Against Green Gay.
Green Gang Gay.
Oh, man. How about Green Gay?
Oh, God.
They suck.
They just don't have an identity. They don't know what they're doing. Anyway,
this Bears fan is loving
matchup. This matchup. Kirk Cousins, I like him to Dallas isn't a great defense. They're not a bad defense.
They're not as bad as Green Bay, but I like him.
I still like Cousins
game
to tear him apart.
Yeah, I think he puts up 20, 21, 22.
All right, so here's the ultimate question then. Robert Kelly, over under 31.
Under 31. I hope he scores over 31.
It would be amazing.
But
and then who's the wide receiver to own? Is it Reed, Crowder, Garçon, or Saxon?
I mean, Reed's a good tight end to own for sure. If you're talking wide receiver, I think I'd go Crowder. But, Crowder, I mean, his potential was on the deep threat, it seemed, last week, whereas Garçon was, you know, he had more that intermediate range.
Yeah, Reed only had 7, which is pretty good, I guess, for the tight end. What did Crowder have? Like monster day though, right?
15. Yeah, 15. Something like that.
And now even Garçon probably had almost.
Garçon had, I think Garçon and Crowder were within a point of each other, each like 15, 16.
Damn.
You gotta
like the chances for that repeat, right?
I think you could start either one of those wide receivers and be pretty confident. I have a preference for Chowda, I guess.
Chowda.
Just because of that, but.
You guys want some chowder down there?
You gotta like how the Redskins offense is getting it going.
Clicking, man.
Yeah, right. I like a few of them as plays.
Cousins, 3 touchdowns. Rob Kelly, 3 touchdowns.
3 touchdowns, yeah. I got Cousins with another 2 and Kelly with 1. And I got some more field goals this game, though, but I think the Redskins put up another 30
points. How about Dallas?
Dallas?
Dak. You think Dak keeps rolling?
Yeah, I think he gives you another good serviceable start. I think
this is at Dallas, I want to say.
I feel like Elliott takes a little bit of his fantasy value just because he's so good.
This is at home. Dak, here's Dak's last 4. 24, 23, 21, 26.
Wow.
Above or lower than 26?
I got him below 26, but that is that's
Josh
improving.
Josh Norman iodizes Dez.
A little bit.
Dallas won by 4 points last time. It was either 3 or 4 points.
I don't think Norman is quite the Norman he was last year.
Fair enough.
But Dez is also maybe a little shaky on that knee still, so we'll see. It should be a good game.
He looks like a beast.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he...
But yeah, I think...
It's like he was faking it.
I think Dez finds the end zone again. I think Beasley's a good start.
Oh, Beasley.
Zeke's a good start.
I've said Beasley all day. I have him on a different team.
Yeah.
Yeah, put him in my flex when I run out of ideas. And he always pay dirts on at least 11.
As far as fantasy goes, nothing about this matchup says shut anybody down, at least, you know. Norman a little bit, but I still think Dez can find the end zone and his floor stays
twice.
He's not. I'm not going to pull him or anything, you know.
I like that. I guess I want to go high score Cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Zeke Elliott. I think there's going to be a lot of players around that 20 mark there. I think there's some good starts. All right. I don't even know.
To the night game. Pittsburgh Colts.
At Indianapolis, right?
Yes,
that's
sir.
A big thing. Big Ben on the road is not good. That's what I've been telling
Colts
y'all.
Colts without
Vontae Davis.
Colts without
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
I think
they've only won back-to-back games once this time this year.
Which team?
Colts.
And what? Pittsburgh's lost four of their last five or something. They're terrible too.
On the road, like you said, they're 5-5. These teams are both 5-5.
Yeah,
Colts are a little bit better at home.
Boy, Frank Gore, I like Frank Gore for a start. T.Y. Hilton, but it depends on who's throwing in the ball. You got to temper your expectations with T.Y. especially, right?
Who is that quarterback? You think that quarterback is worth the start?
I don't even know who
Scott
it is anymore. Scott Tolzien. No, I don't like it that much, man, unless you're desperate again. I just don't like that quarterback coming off the bench that hasn't started a game yet.
So any chance you're playing... who's the other wide receiver?
Dante Moncrief.
Moncrief. Any chance you're playing Moncrief in this game?
I don't... Unless I have a better option.
You're not playing Dorsett, clearly.
No.
It's
Moncrief
Hilton.
And Hilton.
Probably playing Hilton.
With Luck, they're both starters. Without him, I'm looking elsewhere if I got a better option. I don't feel terrible about either one of them, but I don't feel good about it either.
How about Pittsburgh? You're playing Ben? No.
I'm not playing Ben if I have a better option.
I see the Bell, Antonio.
Bell and Antonio, I think, will still get their decent share. Not their huge games, but Bell.
How about Sammy Coates? Any chance he's getting a flex?
I don't like any other receivers on the road with Pittsburgh.
Here it is.
And I think it's Eli Rogers before Sammy Coates at this point.
Nice.
I think Sammy Coates, like, cut his hand off or something like that. We'll have to look into it.
I guess high score, I like Bell.
I'll agree with that. I think this will be the Bell.
I suppose we should mention while we're at it,
we're gonna try to
live stream.
Watch us watch football.
Lazy Sexy Sunday.
Thursday. Lazy Sexy Sunday on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Thanksgiving.
I have on my chicken pants. It should be good.
Boom.
And then I guess we'll just quick hit the Friday game, because that's the last of the...
Oh, there's a game on Friday?
On Friday. Brilliant, right?
Vikings-Lions, huh?
I love it.
Boy, that's a good game, actually.
I work, and I get to listen to football and just listen to gangster music and check my fantasy lineup. So this is important because, you know, you might have Kyle Rudolph. Let's see, this is Minnesota by 2.5. The over-under on this game is 4. Whoa. A couple different ones. 54?
Whoa, that can't be right.
Otherwise, 47.5.
54 is crazy with these teams. I'd take the under on that all day. Vikings offense is shit. That we should mention Adam Thielen maybe for the Vikings.
Yeah, the white boy.
Maybe a waiver target there.
What's his last name? Thielen?
Thielen.
He's really feeling it.
Thielen. Got that nickname in high school.
Diggs, I think, he was on injury report.
Yeah,
today.
He missed practice. So that's to be noted.
That might be a pro day. That might be
I don't think
Dicks,
so.
Dicks.
He had a down game, too. I think he's hobbled a bit. So that's to be watched.
I'll just give it to you like this. Radford or Stafford?
Stafford.
Asiata or Riddick?
Riddick's. If Riddick plays, I like Riddick, but I don't think he's going to play.
Diggs or Tate?
Depends on if Diggs plays. It depends on his injury. At this point, I go Tate. But if Diggs has, like, full practice the rest of the 2 days of the week, I might lean towards him. But I think I go Tate.
I like it. I think I agree with you. On all those lines.
I don't like the Vikings right now. They've been struggling, right?
Offense, it's,
they've been struggling, and if these
and
injuries
here's the thing
are
too,
for real,
here's the thing.
I think Rudolph is the only Viking I really like.
Minnesota away is not the same team Minnesota's home. They have the same...
I like Minnesota defense.
even away. I think they got tore up at the Bears, right?
That's true, man. So that's rough.
Their away defense and their away team is not as good. I don't think I'm going to play their defense. I think I'm going to go with Philly again this week. I missed out last week, and it sucked. I still got the win, but, you know, I thought the Cardinals...
Your opponent really choked the big one when he put up 50 on you. A whole 50 burger.
he had AJ Green. There's a goose egg right there. That's rough. So that's probably another 20 points. So at least would have made it a game.
Yep. Well, snap.
Let's see. All right, now I got a couple asks I wanted to hit.
All right, hit that. A couple minutes, and we'll wrap this up under a half hour.
Do this right here.
In the meantime, while you're pulling that up, I'll tell everybody to follow us on...
All right, sponsored, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll mention that. Follow us on Twitter, getting a little bit more activity going on Twitter. Been talking to some
Twitter
people.
Feed.
Yeah, we got a Facebook page. We're not all that active on there, but, you know, someday. GangstaFantasyFootball.net, iTunes, we're on all that, Google Play, Ustream, GFF Podcast.
Right.
We're going to be Ustreaming this Thursday.
And then I'll mention the sponsor. We might have a new sponsor coming.
A sponsor / contest.
Yeah.
You know.
Excitement.
Yeah. So maybe we'll just leave it with that teaser.
We'll just leave it with that teaser there.
Yeah. Have some free stuff we're going to try to get.
Yeah, we're
going to
try and...
courtesy of a sponsor.
Yeah, reward our peoples.
Our loyal followers.
There it is. Our listeners. Those people that...
The gangsters. All the little homies out there.
All the ones who want to be a baller, right?
That's right.
All
right.
I'm going to just straight go down my team because these are serious. All right.
Go ahead.
Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers?
Tell me who they're playing. Carolina.
And Aaron Rodgers is at Philly. Inclined to want to play.
I think I go Rodgers.
I'm inclined to want to play Carr.
Yeah, I think I go Rodgers, but I. Point.
Rodgers plays Monday night.
Ooh. When does Carr play?
Sunday afternoon.
Then I would play the later game. I always like to wait and know what my guy has to do.
Right.
Rather than if a quarterback scores shitty early and be like depressed the rest of the day. Rather be like, all right, Rodgers got to get me 30 on Monday. Here we go. You know.
All righty.
I like to make it fun, too.
Fair enough. Let's see. I got Hill or Rashad Jennings. He's at Cleveland. I want to play Jennings.
Rashad Jennings is at Cleveland?
Yeah.
Where's Hill?
Hill's playing at Baltimore, right?
Ooh, Baltimore's pretty solid defense.
Right? So, but you think,
Jennings had a big game, too.
Yeah. And his last four are better than Hill's. So
yeah. I lean towards Jennings. I would think Hill might see a bit of an uptick, but I also think that Bernard is a different sort of back. They use him differently, and Hill doesn't get that much benefit from Bernard being out. You know, you might actually see somebody else step into Bernard's role rather than Hill just get it. So I think I might lean towards Jennings in this matchup. I also think this is the point in the season where Eli kicks it into gear and the Giants start playing better than earlier in the season.
Nice.
Because he knows now he's got to win if he wants to make the playoffs.
Right.
And he's got to beat Peyton. Right? He's down now. It's 2-2.
Right. How about Cooper or Kelvin Benjamin?
Coop.
Nice.
Fade and Benjamin. It's just the Panthers are not whatever. I like
and
Coop.
Coop's projected. Coop's projected. They got almost identical matchups.
Coop's been rolling the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
Since
should've got him in there
start.
Sooner.
Yep.
Gates or Rudolph?
I like Rudolph at Detroit.
Better matchup.
Yeah, Gates coming off the bye. You never know; those old joints may be a little squeaky.
All right, I'll give you one last one. Howard or Hightower?
I think I got to go Howard on this one, but man, you gotta like Hightower. He just seems to keep
and is
getting
it Ingram points. I think Ingram's in concussion protocol. Is that right?
Oh, is he? If Ingram's out, then I might actually lean towards Hightower. Especially
he left the I don't know if it's a concussion, but he left the game, and what I heard, they had to take his helmet from him, so it probably was a concussion.
He's pissed. I fade Howard a little bit this week, especially with especially with Cutler out, but and Miller. But my point is that I think the Bears will be hard pressed to put a drive together. So, you know, if there's a lot of three and outs, you're not going to get a lot of rushing, lot put together. Okay. So I think so I'll lean towards Hightower.
How about Hightower or Coop then? And then drop it to the flex.
For the flex, I think I go Cooper.
Okay. Boom. There it is. There's your number one team.
I think Hightower got a good chance to get you like 12 or 13, but I think Cooper's ceiling's a bit higher. Whereas with the Saints, it's always going to be spread around a bunch. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like
nobody knows where it's going.
Yeah, everybody has a pretty safe floor, but nobody's got much of a high ceiling over there, it seems like, except for Drew.
All righty. That's it for me. You got anything else?
Not that I can think of. Yeah. Don, what... you got anything else?
Yeah. Add some stuff, President-elect.
I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. President Trump.
Good stories.
Those were a good couple of stories. You know, I always thought a couple meant two, but that was a couple.
Don does it big.
Make America great again. Make GGF podcast great again.
Shit is great again.
Yeah. Back in the studio.
We'll be back.
Look for us on our Thursday.
Try to get a big episode
Ustream,
out by Saturday.
GGF podcast, right?
Yep. Yeah, so, GFF, yeah.
Lazy Sexy Thursday.
Yeah, and try to get you a big episode out before the weekend.
Get a big show probably Friday night or Saturday. And...
Church.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, this is Stephen Barbara.
Nikki G.
Signing off.